It was a lot of fun. I think that's the best word for the night for me. You know, I've been in this situation before where I'm playing potentially my last game, and it's not about throwing for a certain amount of yards, certain amount of touchdowns. I said that all week. It's just about finishing drives off, enjoying it. I prepared as much for this game as I've ever prepared for a game. A big portion of that's given the circumstances, and so it was just a lot of fun to go out there and feel like we moved the ball and did some good things. I think a lot of Coach Stressman. You know, I didn't know a whole lot about him, being that he had been, you know, up north for a few years. And so when I signed, and when I worked out here, I had different friends. You know, I just worked with Dilfer on a project, and a bunch of guys had kind of alluded to how great of a guy he was. But to be able to be here and spend 10 days with him, you know, and on all honesty, I haven't been around a coach like that before. Guy who comes in right now, right away. There's a ton of veterans on this team, which when you're a head coach taking on a team, it's great to have a bunch of great players, but it's also difficult because there's a lot of veterans who've been around for a long time who, you know, have been doing it, used to doing it a certain way. But in such a short amount of time, he's had the whole team buy in. So it was amazing to work with him for the last 10 days. Far better than anything I've been around. I haven't been around a team like this. I've been on some good teams. Been on a 12-4 team that swept the AFC North and lost in the playoffs, but nowhere near this. I mean, you got some guys that are potential Hall of Famers on this team. You got some guys who've been All-Pro several times. You can make an argument as to why each of the skill positions on offense could go to the Pro Bowl this year and have Pro Bowl years and without being a stretch. So I've never been around a team like this. And, you know, defensively, just watching practice, that other places don't look like that. This is a real team. It did. You know, nobody came up to me and said, if you play well, you're on the team. If you don't, you're out. So I have no idea. It allowed me to, you know, put everything into two categories, the stuff that I need to focus on and everything else is noise. So it allowed me to just kind of turn off the noise and just focus on moving the ball and making good decisions. It's not as tough as you think. You know, I have a business back home. I have a full-time job. I coach kids. Ironically, I thought I was done playing ball. My wife and I leave for Europe next week. We've been putting it off for the last couple of years, and I would love to cancel that trip. But that's honestly, leave Sunday. So, and you know, if I go home, then I'll continue to stay, you know, stay in shape when I get back, and go support my kids that I train in their high school football games. I'm excited about that. And if I do get an opportunity to be here, I'm going to find a way to be needed and contribute, help Jay be the best quarterback he can be, you know, help these receivers get better. I've been in that position. I've been a three. I've been a two. I feel really confident about my ability to add value to a team from either of those positions. And so I would love that opportunity, but by no means is life over. I just embrace the opportunity of being able to play. Absolutely. It's funny. I really tried to learn everybody's names, but it wasn't until we went to Oakland and they had the names on the back of the jerseys that I could actually remember it. I didn't want to waste time studying the roster. I wanted to learn the offense. And so he was one of the guys' names I learned this week. I found out he was playing, and I'm glad I did because he ran some great routes, did some stuff after the catch. I was very impressed. Love his demeanor, playmaker. I like him a lot. Absolutely, absolutely. And even be more prepared. You know, I was more caught off guard by this than I would be coming back. And so, like I said, I will be remain in great shape, and I don't want to make a team based off how far I can throw the ball or how fast I can run, because I can't throw that far and I'm not that fast. I want to make it on, put me in a crazy situation, and I'll figure out a way to complete balls and make good decisions. That's where I want to hang my hat. And so if I had an opportunity to come here or go anywhere else, that's my selling point. And so tonight was a good opportunity for me to be able to show that. You know, I took a little while getting in and out of the huddle. Part of that was a comfort. I had a pass to Fendi, my last throw, I think, that was low, that everyone was making noise because he should have caught it. He shouldn't have caught that. I should have put it right on his face. And so that's a throw that I'll be thinking about for a while. It's 3rd and 10, an opportunity for him to get 20, 25 yards. So I think accuracy, you know, I had some guys open that I could have hit. I even missed a screen. So I think those are those things. When you have an opportunity, I don't want to let a single ball hit the ground that's on me. So that's definitely something that comes to mind.